Hey, good morning. 8:09 a.m. on Tuesday, September the 3rd, 2024, here in a blue sky morning on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. I've lost my handkerchief. No, there it is. Too many pockets. Yeah, I'm in a good mood today. I'm in a really good mood today. Yesterday was a day of unusual clarity, and it appears that today is following suit, which is certainly welcome. Intercept, wait for this guy to get out of the way here. So, one of the techniques that I've used in the past and seem to have forgotten all about was the rubric for this story isn't going anywhere, what do I do? And the first difficulty, of course, is recognizing when the story isn't going anywhere. The second difficulty is figuring out, is there something I can do? I've spent so much time on this story, on this Wizard's Cat book, that I seem to have forgotten how to write. I've forgotten everything I ever knew, which is good because that means I can approach it with a beginner's mind and perhaps find a better path forward. It does not necessarily mean I forget everything that I've learned. The trick is figuring out which things I need to forget and which ones I need to hang on to. One of them is the very firm belief that if the story isn't working, it's because the character isn't doing what it's supposed to do. And the solution to it is to delete the piece where the character has gone astray. And luckily, in this case, it was like a paragraph. I hit a scene break and picked up the next scene, and it was the wrong scene. It was the wrong place. It was the wrong mindset. It was just like, this isn't going anywhere. Wine cheese. Nice Chardonnay is not going to help this wine and cheese. So I deleted it and said, all right, well, we can't do that. What else can we do? And I just started typing. An hour later, yes, a whole hour, just zip gone. Words, story, oh my goodness. It just sort of laid there on the page. It was wonderful. I'm going to do that again today, I hope. I didn't stop when it choked. I just realized, all right, it's time to put this down now. That was a good session. Let's not spoil it. Let's not blow it all in one day. Let's save a little for tomorrow. Centering Roger is the right choice. Holding off on introducing the cat to later is the right choice. I've got a lot of pieces that need to come into play, but they don't all need to come into play all at once. And I think that was one of the problems I was having with draft 12 or 15 or whatever the hell it was. Anyway, so yeah, good day writing. Good day messing about. I had a good messing about day. I just, things I wanted to do, but I did most of them, I think. Got the walk, got the talk, even got it posted correctly for a change. did some pen business. Almost bought a pen that I really didn't want. Luckily, I put a lowball bid on it and somebody saved my bacon by outbidding me. They stole that pen from me for an extra 50 cents. Sigh. Yeah, enjoy that. Also identified the weird waterman. I stumbled on it looking for, trying to identify this plastic bodied hexagonal cap, plastic. Did I say plastic? It's plastic. It's red. It's fire engine red. It's a lovely little pen. I like the looks of it. It's good feel. It has a bad nib. And so I asked on the fountain pen forum, the fountain pen group on Mastodon, I asked, it's like, where, how, what? This is a strange pen. Turns out they weren't actually ever sold in the United States. The one I got must have been imported somebody, because I bought it in the United States. Won it on an eBay auction for cheap because it has a messed up nib. I thought, well, how hard is it to find a nib? And the answer turns out to be, whoa, a lot harder than I thought. A whole lot harder than I thought. So, at any rate, somebody pointed out that if I write to Waterman and look in a particular place, there's a contact form where you can ask for help, particularly for old model Watermans. Now, old model Watermans, I'm probably not going to find the cartridges I need for the old Waterman CFs, but I do have an auction coming up that has Waterman CFs with three extra cartridges. So that's coming up later this morning. I need to be back in time. I set an alarm on my phone so I don't miss it. Anyway, I took a little picture, posted on Waterman's website, and we'll see what kind of response I get. In theory, the Allure, Waterman Allure, and this Reflex have very similar sized nibs, and whether or not they're interchangeable is another question, but possibly. Good morning. So we'll see if that bears any fruit. That was exciting, the idea that I might find that. I also, finally, my Waterman with the ribs, the metal one with the ribbed barrel and cap, which I have not had the correct label on, is a Waterman Atria, or a Waterman Forum. They're both apparently the same pen in different marketplaces, apparently. I'm not exactly sure what constitutes the difference between a Forum and a Atria. An Atria. Same way I'm not sure what constitutes the difference between a Waterman Chrome and a Waterman Allure. And a Waterman Graduate. They all three look like basically the same pen. I don't even think the only thing that changes, as far as I can tell, the only thing that changes is the packaging. My Atria had a clogged feed. I mean, it was really, I couldn't force water through it with a Nova Sucker. So, I figured I wasn't losing anything. I got out my gripper, my Goulet gripper, which is a thick piece of rubber that's about 3/4 of an inch wide and 2 or 3 inches long. And it gives you a good pad, solid grip. So I was able to get a hold of the nib. And pull it out. The Waterman's apparently friction fit nibs, so that worked out pretty well. I got it out, and I put it through the ultrasonic bath two or three times, and then reassembled it, and voila, the nose sucker put water through it just fine. So I set it to dry out overnight, and we'll see what that happens. See what that does to it. See if I can put ink in it again. Give it another go. I don't think I played yesterday at all. I don't think I played Fallout 4 at all. If I did, it was like half an hour, and I said, no, the hell with it. What am I watching? When I cook dinner, I've been watching Haven on Amazon Prime. Supposedly it is supernatural, but supposedly settled in the small town of Haven, Maine, which of course appealed to me. Actually, I filmed in Halifax, apparently. Like, really? They couldn't find a town in Maine? Probably not, since they needed to film in the summer. Or so far, all of the episodes have been filmed in the summer. Fall. Well, no. Spring. The leaves are green and on the trees, so that rules out half of spring and half of fall. Most of fall. But it's pretty cute. It's pretty fun. It's like mindless. But Monster of the Week. Coming up on it. Get ready. Sit with me. Monk post. Nah, we can continue now. That's pretty good. I'm enjoying it. It's something to have on the background while I'm cooking dinner. It's pretty warm. I'm gonna cross the street and walk in the shade. This long eastern reach is a bit too rich for my blood this morning. Oh, that's better. What am I reading? I just finished book two of Branwyn O'Brien's, no, O'Shea's, O'Brien, where did I get that? Branwyn O'Shea's, it's called The Chasm, it's book two of whatever, I forget what the name of the series is. I finished book one and dove directly into book two, and it's going to be a while before I can dive into book three. So, back to the sample list this morning. Next time I need something to read, I'll have to find something new. Although, I think I have a couple Jerry Boyds that will take up a couple afternoons, so that'll be fun. Oh, excuse me. Good morning. Good
morning.
Inadvertently stepped right into that guy's path. I had a conversation with somebody yesterday about books that are so formulaic they could have been written by AI. And Jerry Boyd came up. Both of us had read book 50. And yet, their response was, I skip over the formula bits. But it could have been written by AI. I don't think so. Yeah, it's a bit formulaic. Yeah, but the difficulty with formula, or the beauty of formula, is that it's sort of like a trope. The difference between a trope and a cliche is execution. And I think the difference between a formulaic story that works and one that doesn't is whether or not it works. I mean, if you execute the formula correctly, if you execute the formula with, maybe you substitute cranberries for raisins in your recipe once in a while. Why not? I'm good with it. I think Jerry's getting tired of it. He started a new series. I'm not sure I'm comfortable with it, but he started a new series. I've picked up a sample. We'll see what it looks like. What else were we thinking about? Oh, AI. Yeah, the big hoo-ha this week on the writing world is NaNoWriMo's sponsorship by an AI pimping writing aid. And then having NaNoWriMo double down, calling people who categorically deny AI as being what was it? Ableist and elitist. Because not everybody can, I don't know, do whatever it is that they think you need to be particularly able or particularly rich to do in order to write. And so they managed to piss off pretty much everybody, except those people who really don't quite understand the nature of AI. I have people recommending me to write, you know, get the AI to give you some writing prompts. Really? Why? It just seems like such a, it seems like such a weird thing to do. It's like, I can't think of a writing prompt. I can't. No, I don't think so. And over and above the social problems involved, over and above the ecological problems involved, it's like, really? This is not something I need. And so I'm trying to be simpler. I'm not trying to be more complex. I'm trying to keep this process simple. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. I like where the book is going this time. Of course, I liked where it's going. It goes all the time until it falls off the cliff. And then I'm like, oh, God, this sucks. I'd be willing to bet, just from a hypothetical standpoint, that any one of the drafts that I have thrown away, warning, would have sufficed. But I didn't. I'm trying to follow my own rules in terms of make the next book better. And The Wizard's Butler was so good. Figuring out how to make the next book better. Even how to make it as good as. I can't identify one thing. I can't identify, oh, it needs a better plot, or it needs some better characterization, or it needs fewer characters, or more characters, or the setting is somehow tortured, or it's filled with plot holes. You say plot hole, I say undeveloped thread. Potato, potato. I still maintain that there are no bad books, there are only wrong readers. But I am a contrarian on so many things doing with writing and self-publishing and all the rest of it. Kids, get off my land. Anyway. Walking past the park. The park is looking late summery. A lot of green. A lot of golden grass heads glowing in the morning sun. Willow sisters are still looking green. Still looking lush and vibrant. Oh, the new crab apple trees. The new little ones that they put in here to replace the ones that got broken off on the corners. And it's just, they're both just loaded with little crab apples. The big crab apple palisade here is gorgeous. Very nice. And my sprinklers are still sprinkling. I need to dodge between them in order to get back into the house. But I am back. I made it another day. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.